Den sjunger på.
The Faculty of Tropical Medicine, Mongdong University, organized its annual conference, the joint international tropical medicine meeting between the 1st and 2nd December 2011 at Sentara Grand Hotel and Bangkok Convention Center at Central Road in Bangkok. This year, the ITMM also featured an exhibition in honor of the auspicious 7th cycle at the 4th birthday of His Majesty King Phumifol Adulthatin. The exhibition featured His Majesty's late effort to better living standards of Thai peoples, specifically in the field of water management, an issue which has become critical for Thailand in the recent months. Associate Professor Pratap Singha Sivanon, Dean Faculty of Tropical Medicine, Mongdong University, is giving us more detail about this exhibition and also the ITM introduction event.
As you know, His Majesty the King has always been advocating the preservation of the environment and also the water resources that are very essential for the lives and the livelihood of the Thai people through vast agricultural areas in Thailand. And we know that there are hundreds of projects related to water resources management by His Majesty the King. As we know that during the past few months, there is an unprecedented flooding in Thailand. And as you know that water is essential for many aspects, but the water, through water also comes many diseases. If these waters are contaminated with the refuge and also the many chemicals or microbial agents, we are currently conducting joint international meeting in tropical medicine, and in this particular meeting we discuss also about the waterborne diseases. As you know that waterborne diseases are several. It can be the viral diseases, as you know that cholera, dysentery, and many other bacteria can cause diarrhea. And also we also discuss about even hepatitis also can have an outbreak through water, contaminated water. And in this particular meeting, we also try to form a lot of network, okay, on discussing about the disease transmitted from animals to man. And therefore, the theme of this meeting is One World, One Health. We are trying to combine, integrate many disciplines together, not only on the human side, but also we are looking into the animal side and also into the environmental side. Nowadays, there is a convergence between human, animal, and environment more and more because we are encroaching on environment. And when we encroach on the forest, we are also more contact with the wild animal. And now wild animal also interacting with the domestic animal or livestock. So you can see here there is a spillover of the microbial agents from wildlife to the domestic animals, or sometimes wildlife to humans, and then it becomes magnified, and then sometimes there is a epidemic of the disease can occur that way. As you know that in fact the HIV originated from chimpanzee in 1920 in southern Cameroon, and at that time it was very limited, the kind of the focus area. And slowly it expanded from chimpanzee-hunter interaction come into the family. And then by 1940, 50, and 60 in Africa, there are thousands of cases of HIV. And then after that, it just exported to America. So it takes about 60 years before we know about HIV. In fact, it has been already occurred for 60 years. So in this meeting, we are going to thinking about how to work together, which we call One Health. The word One Health means that it's not human health, it's also animal health. And in order to have a good human health, animal health, we have to have a good environmental health, so that disease cannot propagate into the future. And we have a lot of many scientists coming from more than 28 countries. We have 600 participants who will exchange views on how to move forward in order to for different disciplines can join together. Many associations can join together. Our future medical doctor or veterinarian will not know on that particular area anymore. They will know more on the other side also. I am Pratap Singh Sivanon, the Dean of the Faculty of Tropical Medicine, Mongdong University, on the occasion of His Majesty 84th birthday anniversary. Faculty of Tropical Medicine, Mongdong University, would like to wish His Majesty the King a very happy birthday. And we hope that the health of His Majesty the King would be
is Radio Thailand News. Business News.
Brought to you by PTT, Power for a Sustainable Future.
And we're back. Welcome back. And this morning's top business issues at 7:35 a.m. Public debt increased in September as the government borrowed more to finance budget deficits and guarantee debts of state enterprises. Director General of the Public Debt Management Office, Chakrit Para Pantekun, said that outstanding public debts at the end of September totaled 4.05 trillion baht, equivalent of 41.66% of the GDP. It rose by 176 billion baht from a month before. In September, the government also guaranteed debts of Government Housing Bank, or GHB, and Bank for Agriculture and Agricultural Cooperatives, or BACC.
The Governor of the Bank of Thailand, earlier, estimates that export growth will slow to 8% next year, mainly on global uncertainties. The Central Bank's Governor, Prasan Pararapurmakun, said this year's exports could expand in a range of 17% to 20%. Risks continue to exist due to the global uncertainties. The BOT notes problems in the European Union and the United States, where economic growth rates are relatively low. Mr. Prasan said that the Thai economy would likely be supported mainly by domestic demand, including consumption and investment. The Central Bank projects next month's growth in gross domestic product at 4.8%.
The United States Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner threw his weight behind a Franco-German plan to tackle the Eurozone sovereign debt crisis and said the European Central Bank, or ECB, had to play a major role in any solution. Mr. Geithner offered his support after Standard & Poor's agency fired a second warning shot at the bloc in 24 hours by threatening to cut the credit rating of its rescue fund. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy want to change the EU treaty to impose mandatory penalties on Eurozone states that exceed deficit targets, aiming to restore market trust and prevent the crisis from spiraling out of control. Mr. Geithner said he was encouraged by moves towards fiscal union and stressed the central role in tackling the crisis of the ECB, which has been reluctant to take decisive steps until governments get to grips with their budget problems.
The chief executive of Chrysler Group and Fiat, Sergio Marchionne, is guardedly optimistic that the European Union will take steps this week to help the euro regain its credibility. Mr. Marchionne said there is a better than 50% chance the EU will push through changes that will help shore up the currency. This week is crucial for the health of the eurozone, with French and German leaders charged with pushing budget changes that will restore market confidence and prevent the sovereign debt crisis from escalating further.
The Federal Reserve looks set to hold off on easing monetary policy for a second meeting in a row as it gauges the impact of Europe's crisis on the U.S. economy and ponders additional transparency steps. The central bank in the United States has signaled it is close to wrapping up a month-long effort to revamp or beef up its communications strategy. It appears to be closing in on a decision to use its quarterly economic forecast as a way to tell markets what they see as the likely paths of inflation, unemployment, and even interest rates themselves.
Oil prices climbed above $101 per barrel after the U.S. government boosted its crop forecast for the end of this and next year. Benchmark crude rose 29 cents to end the day at $101.28 per barrel in New York. Brent crude, which is used to price foreign oils that are imported by U.S. refineries, rose 98 cents to finish at $110.51 a barrel in London. Prices increased in afternoon trading after the Energy Information Administration boosted its oil price forecast for the final 3 months of this year and all of next year. The government expects the average price of oil will rise to $98 per barrel next year.
Stocks in the United States rose as investors bet European leaders would take strong steps this week to end the region's debt crisis, including bolstering its financial rescue fund. The latest source of optimism came from a Financial Times report that European leaders will discuss boosting the firepower of the Eurozone's rescue fund at the summit.
At the summit tomorrow and on Friday, France and Germany are expected to try to force changes to EU rules as to impose mandatory penalties on countries that exceed deficit targets in hopes of restoring market confidence.
Lehman Brothers Holdings received court approval to exit bankruptcy early next year. U.S. bankruptcy judge James Peck said Lehman may now wind down its remaining operations. Lehman is now a collection of assets, including real estate, private equity, and banking investments. Judge Peck choked up as he looked back on the largest ever bankruptcy, one that accelerated the global financial crisis and eroded confidence in markets worldwide. Lehman proposed to the court that its bankruptcy exit occur no earlier than the 31st of next month, giving it time to prepare to stand on its own and paving the way for payouts to creditors to start next year.
An independent panel issued a damning report on a $1.7 billion accounting scandal at Japan's disgraced Olympus, urging legal action against rotten executives responsible for the cover-up and the replacement of other board members. However, the six-man panel found no link with organized crime, an outcome that might help Olympus remain listed on the Tokyo Stock Exchange and survive a scandal that ranks among Japan's worst. The panel put the blame squarely on the executive management and also criticized external auditors who signed off on the books of the once venerable company.
Citigroup says it is cutting 4,500 jobs over the next few quarters. CEO Vikram Bandit said the job cuts are part of the New York bank's efforts to reduce costs. Mr. Bandit made the remarks at a financial services conference hosted by Goldman Sachs and Company. Citigroup's fourth quarter results will include $400 million in expenses related to severance. Mr. Bandit also warned that the bank will take another $500 million hit to revenue from an accounting loss the bank will have to take for the higher cost of its debt.
Deutsche Bank's or DB Securities unit said Europe will likely fall into a recession soon, and shares on the continent will lag behind those in the U.S. Still, DB cites a range of European stocks that do business all over the world, helping them weather the turmoil in fine shape. They include a trendy watchmaker, a firm that makes ball bearings, and one of the world's largest oil companies. Standard & Poor's said it may cut Germany's and France's AAA credit ratings as the agency put 15 euro nations on review for a downgrade. The eurozone's six AAA-rated countries are among those to be placed on a negative outlook.
U.S. President Barack Obama said he would call for legislation to strengthen penalties against Wall Street companies that break anti-fraud rules. President Obama, who is running for re-election next year, made his remarks during a campaign-style speech, laying out his pitch for a stronger middle class. The Securities and Exchange Commission asked the U.S. Congress last week to expand its power to impose tougher financial penalties. Penalties are limited to the amount of profits made from the corporate misconduct. SEC Chairwoman Mary Schapiro has asked lawmakers to lift that cap and allow the SEC to base fines on losses to investors as well.
Thai Airways International expects a revenue loss of 3 billion baht this quarter due to the floods. The flooding pulled Thai's cabin factor down to 65.8% in October from 74% in the same month last year. The cabin factor plunged further to 61% last month from 72% the year before as groups, particularly from India and China, including Hong Kong, cancelled trips on travel alerts. Though the situation has improved this month, the factor may not reach 70% compared with 75% last year. Thai posted a net loss of 4.8 billion baht in the first 9 months of this year due to a foreign exchange loss of 3.3 billion baht and higher oil price.
Mazda sales Thailand enjoyed brisk business at the 28th Motor Expo, with the booking hitting nearly 2,000 units in the first 5 days of the 12-day event. Luring orders is the promise of prompt delivery of Mazda 2 and Mazda 3 upon booking, while Toyota Motor Thailand took no orders at the booth and Honda has to import vehicles for domestic sales. At the event, Mazda also unveiled the all-new Mazda BT50 Pro. The marketing director of the company said that automotive demand remains high, but supply could not catch up due to flood impacts. Mazda is taking this opportunity to adjust its production plan and inventory management.
India's top telecommunications officials said the internet giants such as Facebook and Google have ignored its demands to screen derogatory material from their sites, and so the government would have to act on its own. The dispute highlights India's continuing difficulty in balancing the internet culture of freewheeling discourse with its homegrown religious and political sensitivities. Government officials are upset about web pages that are insulting to Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, ruling Congress Party leader Sonia Gandhi, and major religious figures. India's telecommunications minister Kapil Sibal said he spoke repeatedly with officials from major internet companies over the past 3 months and asked them to come up with a voluntary framework to keep offensive material off the internet.
Amazon.com will itself be the subject of a book coming out into the year 2013. Bloomberg Businessweek writer Brad Stone has signed with Little Brown and Company for a work on the spectacular rise of Amazon.com. The book will be released in May 2013 and is currently untitled. Mr. Stone's book is not authorized by Amazon, but Little Brown executive editor John Parsley said that Mr. Stone would draw upon his quote-unquote unprecedented access and 14 years covering tech companies. Mr. Parsley said Mr. Stone, who is a former technology reporter for the New York Times, will provide a fly-on-the-wall narrative.
Wrapping up our business section for this morning, Universal Studios will spend several hundred million dollars to build a Harry Potter attraction inside its existing Hollywood theme park in hopes of mimicking the success of a similar park in Orlando, Florida. Executives announced the project with much fanfare, spraying confetti and hoisting mugs of the visibly brewed butterbeer. The attraction will create more than 1,000 jobs at Universal and even more indirectly from an expected boost in tourism.
Sounds very exciting.
Unexpected, not unexpected.
Yes, an expected boost in tourism. Obviously, I mean, who wouldn't want to ride a broom?
A dream come true.
Yeah.
All right, up next, Mark is getting ready for his sports updates, and we'll be back with the Live Out Loud. Decorated with achievements, awards, and recognition internationally, PTT Group is determined to focus on sustainability more than ever. Its corporate plans lay foundations for the balance of business performance, corporate social responsibility, and good corporate governance. PTT, power for a sustainable future.
Radio Thailand News.
Radio Thailand presents Anthony Fogus, a daily program seeking news and information about the association of the Southeast Asian nation, ASEAN, in all aspects. ASEAN Today highlights the 19th ASEAN Summit. The second episode of the monthly regional program, ASEAN Today, will be all about Bali.